Some 24 volunteers with 10 dogs trained to detect human remains scoured properties in South Hunt County over the long MLK Day weekend. The area is called Waco Bay, a development on Lake Tawakoni. Carrie Parker lived here for over a decade before she went missing in 1991, and it was here that sheriff's deputies and trained volunteers focused efforts throughout the weekend search.
You're recording, yeah.
What we're doing out here today in the Waco Bay area are areas of interest pertaining to the search for Carrie Mae Parker.
Sergeant Jeff Haynes of the Hunt County Sheriff's Office took over the Parker file in 2013. He calls it the most frustrating assignment of his career, but he says that in the years since taking on the cold case, signs have tended to point one way.
Based on the investigation that has happened over the last few years, different theories and information that has come available to me, everything has led back to Waco Bay.
The Waco Bay Estate is a subdivision south of Quinlan, and it's where Carrie and her siblings lived after their parents moved to the area in 1983. In 2018, KETR released a three-part series of episodes of an investigative podcast focusing on the development. It explored claims by Parker's late father Howard to have killed and buried at least one person in an unfinished well across from his home. Investigators focused primarily on that property and three others during their multiple searches.
In part of my research in this investigation, I've determined that there's never actually been any kind of a search in this area by any law enforcement entity.
By Monday, dozens of fluorescent markers hung in the fields and on trees throughout the neighborhood. But authorities will generally check and recheck properties using different types of methods before they start digging. And at least this weekend, the sheriff's office conducting the search kept any results close to the chest.
Do I have anything concrete? No, I do not at this point in time, but this is an area of interest.
The first day of searching coincided with a fast-moving cold front and unusually strong winds, harsh conditions for dogs trained to follow scents. Around 10 dogs and their 24 handlers braved the cold. Our teeth chattered in a brief interview on the street.
So, working with the Q group, the Community United Effort, sorry, it's a little cold, I'm stammering. Yes.
We stood and watched one woman with a fluorescent orange jacket reading HRD, Human Remains Detection. She followed a furry brown dog that kept its nose buried in the grass, gently pawing at the ground. The woman glanced over at a colleague and jotted down a note. Their dog was intensely focused. It didn't seem to notice cars starting or other sudden noises. The organization that conducted the search is based in North Carolina. The Q Center's volunteer teams operate across the country, assisting law enforcement with searches for human remains.
We wanted to, they offered to bring multiple teams out here. I want to say 10 dogs.
A Q representative declined to comment on the weekend's search. Carrie Parker's immediate family members have complained in recent years about a lack of searches and other problems with the investigation. In a Facebook post following the original search, Parker's daughter Brandy Hathcock acknowledged past disagreements, but she expressed appreciation that the authorities appeared to be opening new doors in the search for her mother. Quote, "Hunt County catches a lot of flack for a lot of reasons on her case, but I'm thankful we're all moving forward with a common goal, bringing Carrie Parker home." George Hale, KETR News.